there's nothing wrong. I'm fine. I am absolutely, completely, utterly fine.
What do you mean you don't believe me?
I'm fine. See? I'm smiling. It's not a grimace, it's a smile, see? Teeth. I'm happy. So fucking happy. Yay, happy. I'm fine. I have a hat. I'm fine. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's out. Everything is wrong. Fuck off! Sorry. I'm fine. Happy. I'm happy. I got a haircut and I'm happy with it. I am so, so pleased. That's why I'm wearing a hat, because I love my haircut so very, very much. No, I love my haircut. My haircut's it's amazing. It's awesome. I love it. Am I not convincing? I'm convincing. I'm a good actress. I love my haircut. I hate it. I hate it. I look like I don't even know. I am now going to have to wear a hat for the next 4 months. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. I do want to talk about it. I want to moan. I want to moan. I'm English. I need to moan. So, you know, I like that guy. That guy. The guy. The perfect guy. The wonderful guy. The guy. You're just taking the piss. Oh, I fucking hate you. Yes, I know. I like him too much. It's an issue. I'm dealing with it by not texting him.
He just texted me.
Well, I'm not going to. Because I'm talking to you. I'm not going to text him. I'm not. I'm just looking at my phone. I'm not going to. Could you just wait? Okay, fine. I mean, I have self-control. It's fine. No, this is it. This is the problem. I like him too much. And I'm thinking about him all the time, and I'm doing stupid things like I'm deleting the app, then reinstalling the app, deleting the app, reinstalling the app. It's driving me fucking crazy. And then he messages me and I go, I'm swooning. I'm an adult-ish and I'm swooning. I'm just going fucking crazy. So I thought, I'll do what every girl does when they're trying to take their mind off the perfect man that they want to marry. I don't want to marry him. I think. I don't know. I hate crushes. I thought, makeover. Why are you looking at me like that? It's what they did on Sex and the City and in Cosmo. There's nothing that's, you know, guaranteed to make you feel better about yourself than completely changing yourself. Wait. Okay, now I know why you're giving me that look. But it's just a haircut, right? I mean, what could go wrong? It's just a trim. I've been scalped. Look what they did to me. Sorry? You like it? Shut the fuck up. What the fuck do you know? Fucking cockwomble, go suck an Oreo. Fucking coffeehead. Sorry. I'm not angry at you. I'm angry at her. So, haircut. Simple, you know, just a trim. Nice, you know. So I'm sat there. And she's really nice and really, really friendly. And I just lost my fucking mind. I want a complete change. No, I don't! I just want a trim. Oh, so you don't mind going short? No, I don't mind going short. Yes, I do! Do you know how long it took me to grow this? I don't want you to cut it off. Oh, yeah, I don't mind going short. It's like I was possessed. I could see what was happening, but I couldn't do anything about it. And then she started. Oh. Fuck, I'm traumatized. But she did wash my hair. And can I just say, oh my God, it's almost as good as sex. Actually, it's better than sex. Just, oh. But then she got her scissors and she cut my hair! Yes, I know I asked her to cut my hair, but she cut my hair! You're missing the point here. She cut my fucking hair. And she kept cutting. And then she's like,
How's this? Is this too short? And I'm saying, no, that's perfect. I love it. Inside, I'm screaming. But outside, I'm smiling. And then she started chopping and chopping. And then she said, oh, I'm just going to texturize it, which means she's taking more off. And I said, oh, it'll be lovely. And she said, she kept cutting my hair. And then she got the mirror and she's like, what do you think? And I just looked. I looked at my reflection and I had been mutilated. My hair, it was all gone. I could feel air on my neck. It was horrible. And I turned to her and I smiled and I said, I love it. What the fuck? And then I tipped her. What? Are you laughing at me? I'm traumatized. I'm going through serious emotional turmoil and you're laughing at... Give me the fucking hat. You don't understand. Look what she did to me. Look at it. It is not nice. I do not look pretty. Fuck right off with your fucking you look pretty bullshit. She cut my hair. Yes, I know I asked her to, but she cut it. Yes, I told her it was fine to go short. Look, stop being logical, okay? If I wanted logic, I'd go to Mr. Spock. I want someone to agree with me, okay? She's evil. Coffee, Oreos, evil hairdresser, okay? That's the level of evil we're dealing with. What? Yes, I told her to cut my hair. Yes, I said I would go short. Yes, every time she asked me if it was okay, I said it was fine. Yes, I actually tipped her with money. But that doesn't mean that she's not evil. She's evil, okay? She's just fucking evil. And I don't look nice. Just fuck off with your logic. I'm upset and you're not helping. Are you actually laughing at me? Are you laughing at my pain? Is that the kind of person you are? My best friend? Wow. I never thought I would get this from you. You're so insensitive. I'm oversensitive. Oh, you can fuck right off, mate. You know what? I've had enough. This, I can't just let this go. I have to go and sort this out. What am I doing? I'm getting a blowtorch and matches and gasoline. Woo, woo, woo. Set fire to the hairdressers. Are you fucking crazy? No. I'm setting fire to the Oreo factory. This is a conspiracy against me. I know the date. I know who the... Are you checking to see if I'm insane? Wow. Wait. Have you eaten any Oreos recently? They've got you. You're part of it. Stay away. Stay away. I will burn you. Ooh, tea. No, you cannot sway me with tea. Oh, it's Earl Grey. Okay, hand over the teacup. Just hand it over. Okay, if you're handling tea, then you can't be too far gone. So, I'm burning down the factory. Are you in? No, I'm serious. Well, when you put it that way, it does sound a little bit crazy. Yes, I am burning down the Oreo factory because I got a bad haircut, but it's a conspiracy, so actually it's completely logical and completely sane. There'll be fire. See? Fire makes everything better. So you're in. Great. So if you can just go and make 4 flasks of tea, we should be good to go. You're right. 6. And 1 for yourself. Okay. You know what? I feel so much better. It's true what they say. Talking to your friends about your problems just makes it all easier to deal with. I heard that! Fucking cockwomble. So, fire.